This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And have you checked your catalytic converter recently? Because chances are there could be a little bit of a chance it's been stolen. Apparently it's a bit of an epidemic at the moment. I'm joined by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the REA. Mark, how are you?
Great, Jordan.
So what's going on here? Catalytic converter thefts?
Yeah, look, it seems like an obtuse sort of thing, but the reality is there's been a bit of a spate of them going on. So car mechanics 101, I suppose, or catalytic converter, is they've been on cars for, you know, 3 or 4 decades now. When the exhaust gas comes out of the engine, as the name infers, there's some catalytic material in there, and it effectively gets rid of changes a lot of the pollutants into more benign things. So it'll turn nitrous oxides into nitrogen and oxygen and things like that. So it cleans it up as it goes through. Now, it works using some pretty exotic material, things like platinum, which you'd know, palladium and rhodium, you probably aren't familiar with. Essentially, what's happened is over the last 10 years, the cost of those rare earth materials has, in a lot of instances, gone up by tenfold. So a catalytic converter, if they cut it off your car, can get it, they're worth $300 if they take it into a recycler. Now, the problem is, if you have to replace it, it can cost you up to $3,000, and or you have to put in an insurance claim. Now, what happens is, so why is it happening? I've said one, that's become more valuable, but secondly, we've got battery-operated good saws now. So effectively what they do is they slide under the car, and this is just looks like a little muffler, and they cut the pipe before and after the muffler, before and after the catalytic converter, and take it away. Now, sometimes they need to jack it up, and certainly if the car's already off the ground, like they are in car yards, etc., sometimes for display, and they can get under there. You know, within a couple of minutes, they can have cut this thing and gone, and the first thing you'll know about it is you'll start it up and you'll go, why does my car sound so loud?
Right.
And effectively, it's because the exhaust pipe has got a big hole in it now.
Does that mean, when you start up your car, you may also get a bit more smoke, a bit more sediment coming out of it?
Yeah, you'll get pretty much unfiltered gas out of there. And they're often close to the engine because they need to be, hot to work as well, and they require the engine gases to heat it. And more particularly, they're stealing them off of hybrid vehicles because the hybrid catalysts tend to work less. You have to clean up less gases, so they're more likely to be in good condition. And we saw on the weekend in the city, in Adelaide, a car yard was hit, and they knocked off a whole bunch of them overnight from one car yard. So we're hearing more about it out of shopping centres and places like that. So anywhere that they can slide under relatively undetected or at night, cut it pretty quickly and get out of there, they do.
Mm. I guess so. How do people go about protecting their cars? Just make sure they've put away for the night?
Yeah, obviously, if you can make sure it's away for the night. There are some alarms that are activated when cars are tilted. But again, you've got to hear the alarm and you've got to have that special type. So in other words, if they put a jack under it to lift it enough for them to get under to reach it on things like Priuses, then if it detects the car's being tilted, then it can set off an alarm and you can head out and do that. But yeah, it's just want to make your listeners aware that this is a growing problem, and particularly if you've got utes out in the country, which are pretty high off the ground and easy to get under anyway, they potentially can become a target as well.
And apologies in advance if this has gotten the idea into anyone's head looking to pinch catalytic converters.
The reality is that the villains who are doing it, they already know about it. Your honest person is not going to go out and steal something just because they've been told about it. But yeah.
For sure. And I guess what kind of, your car can still operate without a catalytic converter, but it pretty much just turns it into a vehicle you'd find in the 70s as far as pollution goes?
Yeah, look, and look, it's noisy. You know, effectively you have an open exhaust pipe, so it's noisy, you can't really drive it. When they cut it, depends where they cut it, some parts of the exhaust now may become loose and hang down and become a, you know, hazard to catch on things. So no, it's once you start it up and hear it, that's probably the first thing you'll notice. And if you haven't noticed it, maybe somebody else will say your car's pretty loud, and that might be the first time some people know.
Is it the kind of thing that insurance will usually cover?
Normally, I think most insurance policies would cover it, but you need to check with your insurer. But yeah, the reality is that these things range in price from from a $500 part up to a $3,000 part. So if you've had yours knocked off and you have to buy it without being covered by insurance, it's probably going to be a bit of a hit to the budget.
Well, this isn't something I'd have ever expected to talk about on the radio, but Mark, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for your interest, Jordan.
That was Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility at the RAA on your Classic It's Breakfast.